Okay, this week's Parsha Rabosai is Parshas Pekudei. It's also Shabbos Chazak. We'll be finished Sefer Shmos this week. So we have Chazak, Chazak, Venus Chazek. Tomorrow happens to be, as we know, Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni, which itself also has a special time to it, special spirits in the air. And I also want to talk for a few minutes about what's going on in the Ukraine, a little bit. Even though we're very, very happy about the month of Adar coming in, I think it's very, very important for us to understand a little bit. I'm not going to explain the war, and I'm not going to go into NATO and all these different things, but I want to at least touch on one important lesson, takeaway, that we could take away from this from current events, particularly not so much on the war front, but more on the reaction to the war front, particularly from the Jewish people. For our brothers and sisters that are in the Ukraine. Pasuk says, Perek Lamed Tes, Pasuk Lamed Bez. Listen carefully, friends. It says, Vatechel kol avodas ha-mishkan al-anoi. They finished all the work. The work was finally complete. All of the work was done to construct the Ohel Moed. Listen to these next words. Vayasu b'nei Yisrael. And b'nei Yisrael did. Kechol asher tzivah Hashem es Moshe kein asu. Exactly as Hashem commanded Moshe, so they did. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh, in his commentary on Chumash over here, asks a very interesting question. The pasuk says, "Vayasu b'nei Yisrael," and they, b'nei Yisrael, did. Asks the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, really? Who did? Who did over here? Who did all the work? Bezalel did most of the work, Aliyav, and some skilled workers. B'nei Yisrael, remember, were a few million people. Who did the work for the Mishkan? A few handfuls. And all of a sudden the pasuk is Vayasu b'nei Yisrael, the whole b'nei Yisrael did it. So Baruch Hashem has two pshatim. His first pshat is more of a halachic pshat. Baruch Hashem Yisrael Yeshiva is zochet to learn Maseches Kedushin. The second paragraph of Kedushin is a sugya that everybody here learned, probably the sugya of Shlucho Shalom Kemoso, that when a person appoints a shliach, it's as though they're doing it themselves. Ayish Mekadish Bo B'Shlucho, the second paragraph of Kedushin, etc. First pshat, says the Or HaChaim, is that you're right, even though only a few people in Klal Yisrael were involved in the making of the Mishkan, but since they were doing it to represent and on behalf of the rest of B'nai Yisrael, so it's as though all of B'nai Yisrael did the Mishkan. Okay, nice pshat. Good. That's how it says Vayasu B'nai Yisrael. But then after that, my friends, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh comes up with a bomb. Mamash, a beautiful, beautiful pshat to explain this idea. A life lesson. Says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, perhaps od nireh, he says, that here the Torah is cueing us in and cluing us in to a very, very important idea, which is that all of the Jewish people is intertwined with each other. Every single Jew is connected to every other Jew in the world. And the Torah gave Hashem gave the Torah not to one individual, not to Moshe Rabbeinu, even though it says Moshe came to Torah Sinai. It wasn't for him. There's no one Jew that can do the entire Torah. There's no one Jew that's both a male and a female, and a Kohen, and a Levi, and a Yisrael, and a king. There's no such Jew like that. Every Jew has their own set of mitzvahs that apply to them. And every Jew has a responsibility to do all those mitzvahs. And what happens, says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, when each Jew does his part, each Jew does his share in the mitzvahs, what happens then? Then the collective, Klal Yisrael, becomes whole, becomes one, and all the mitzvahs are done together by all of us together. In other words, we have a Kohen in the house, a few Kohen in the house, Baruch Hashem. Good? There's a mitzvah to go ahead and for a Kohen. One of the mitzvahs of Kohenim is Brechas Kohenim. I don't bless the Kohen. I'm not a Kohen. The Kohen and bless. By them blessing, not only do we get blessed, but we're also fulfilling the mitzvah of Brechas Kohenim. But he did Brechas Kohenim, and he did Brechas Kohenim, and Kiva did Brechas Kohenim, and you only did Brechas Kohenim. You didn't do Brechas Kohenim. What's the answer? It doesn't matter. Their Brechas Kohenim is my Brechas Kohenim. Their eating of Truma is my eating of Truma. Their eating of Bikurim is my eating of Bikurim. My giving of Bikurim is their giving of Bikurim. My giving of Truma is their giving of Truma. Says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, that's what's happening over here. When the Mishkan was constructed, it wasn't just individuals that were doing the Mishkan, but it was the unity, it was Klal Yisrael together, it was all of us. And he says an amazing pshat. A pshat that's also expressed by the Tomer Devorah and the Sefer Tomer Devorah. A very nice pshat. The pasuk says in Parashas Kedoshim, V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. You should love your friend kamocha, like yourself. So he says so beautifully, what's V'ahavta kamocha? He says, you know why you should love your friend? Because he's like you. Because you know why? Because when things are good for him, it's good for you. And when things go well for him, it's good for you. And when things go good for you, it's good for him. And you're not at odds. It's not me versus him. It's not, okay, how do I overdo him? How do I pass it? How do I one up him? No, none of that stuff. It's, we're all together in this. We're all united. We're all one front. He doesn't spell this out, but it seems to me that the Mishkan is a great place to teach this lesson. The Mishkan is a place where, you know, like our shul. Who owns the shul? No one owns the shul. Maybe the president owns the shul, the galway owns the shul, the board owns the shul. You walk into a shul, my friend, any shul in the world, even if you're not a member of that shul, you're an equal person in that shul also. You're just as important. Listen to this idea, friends. I mean, imagine the Gadol HaDor of Chaim Kanievsky. What happens? He wants to say Kedusha. He wants to say Kedusha. He wants to daven the minyan. But you know what? There's only 9 people in the room. All of a sudden, a Jew who's not yet religious comes by, wearing an earring on each ear, and on his nose, and on his lip, and wherever else, and on his chin. I forgot. And on his eyebrow. But you know what? He's Jewish. Until now, Rav Chaim Kanievsky couldn't say Kedusha. And now, when this one Jew comes in, and now you have a quorum, you have 10 Jews in the room, guess what? Rav Chaim Kanievsky cannot say Kedusha. Wow. What does that mean? It means we're all one. We're all connected. We're all united. We're all part of the same mission, statement, that applies to all of Klal Yisrael. It's not one versus the other. It's not one Jew here, random Jew there. It's all connected. Rabosai, I want to talk about Ukraine for 1 second with you. And this theme is a very important theme as we enter the month of Adar. Adar is the month of Achdus, maybe more than any other month. Purim is the Yontif of Achdus, arguably, more than any other holiday. Why is that? I don't have time to go into right now. Maybe we'll talk about it a different time before Purim, Mirz Hashem. But certainly Achdus is a very, very big theme of Purim. Just give you one little cue into that. It says that Haman says about Klal Yisrael that we're separated, and before the salvation happens, what does Esther say? She says to Mordechai, "Lech, go, knos es kol ha'yudim, bring them all together." That's the only way the miracle is going to happen. I want to tell you what's going on a little bit in the world, which you guys know also well, but maybe you don't know this. I heard on the radio this morning. I was so floored. I was so excited to be part of this Jewish people. Ichud Hatzalah. Yichud Hatzalah sent this today, yesterday, a plane full of doctors and nurses and tons, literally tons, I think 10 tons of food and shelter and whatever they could, and medicine for those refugees that are trying to somehow jump and escape the bullets that are going over their heads. And they set up makeshift hospitals outside the on the borders, right over the borders. So the people, as soon as they get over the borders, hopefully, if they make it over the borders, they could be able to have treatment and be taken care of. Every time you open any email, what do you see these days? No one opens emails anymore. Assuming you open an email, what do you see? Emergency rescue campaign. Why? Because people are trying to get out of Ukraine. Should they have gone earlier? Maybe they should have. Maybe it wasn't in their hands. Maybe they thought it was never going to happen. Maybe they, who knows what, maybe they're special needs people that couldn't travel, and now that their life is literally on the line, they have to get out. Someone told me a fact, I don't know if it's a true fact, check it up, that there are underground chevra that are charging lots and lots of money to get each person out of the country right now. I heard a number yesterday, like $50,000 to save one person. Why? Because you got to go where there's no airplanes that are. The airports were bombed already, and there's no gas, so how are you getting anybody anywhere? And the whole thing is absolutely crazy, but there are lives that are at stake over here. You know what you see? Unfortunately, these very, very trying times, you see that, you know what? I'm a Jew that's from the five towns, that's a Jew from Toronto, and that's just from Ukraine. It's not like that. We're all one. We're one family. I have no relatives in Ukraine. Yes, you do. There are a few Jews still left in the Ukraine, too many, that are stuck in the middle of a war right now. My brother is there. My sister is there. My aunt is there. My uncle is there. My cousin is there. We're all one. This is the lesson of the Mishkan. The Mishkan that wasn't the Mishkan of Bezalel, wasn't the Mishkan of Aliyav, wasn't the Mishkan of all the workers. It was everyone's Mishkan. The Torah that we have is not one person's Torah, it's everyone's Torah. And the people that we have, my friends, is not a divided people of Ashkenazim, like I heard before in this room a few minutes ago. Ashkenazim, Sephardim say Korbanot, and Ashkenazim have Chalin. We're not none of this stuff. We saw today in Shir, Sephardim could eat Chalin. We learned today in Shir that everyone should say Korbanot, whether you're Ashkenazi or Sephardi, and everything in between. And the more we recognize and realize that we are one, the more we recognize and realize that we are a united one entity, a strong entity called Klal Yisrael, as the Geula of Purim came about, when we did form one cohesive unit of Am Yisrael, we should be Zocha to be that one nation worthy of the ultimate Geula. Shalema, Kimhera, B'Yameinu. Shabbat Shalom.